Hi, I'm Danon Hughes of Chiefs.com here at Chiefs Training Camp with Jason Avant. Jason, 10 years in the league. This is your 10th training camp. Tell me a little bit about how it's going.
It's going good. I'm just trying to, you know, stay young out here. I'm learning every day. I'm learning, adding stuff to my game. And I really don't focus on how many years it is. I just try to focus on my assignment and keep my body in best shape as I can and getting rest and not hanging out with the young guys. That's all, all I can do.
I can understand it. Now, obviously, with this being your 10th training camp, it's your second in 2 years, two different, but obviously there's some similarities being your history with Andy Reid and Jeremy Maclin. Tell me about a little bit about the difference from Philadelphia to now, and obviously with it being your 10th.
Well, it's a big difference. Coach Reid calls the plays. When I was in Philly, he had stopped calling the plays.
Okay.
And he delegated that responsibility to Coach Marty Morningwig. So it's a different thought process. We run a truer, if I can use that word, West Coast system here.
Okay, so when you talk about quarterbacks, one of the taboo words is that he's a game manager. But I don't think that's a taboo word at all. But for a wide receiver, especially a player like myself, played 6 years here, you get into the role player. What's the role for you on this team this year?
We'll see. That's constantly developing. I'm constantly trying to show them that don't focus on how old I am. Yeah. Focus on the product on the field. But one thing I do know is that if I go out and be the best teammate I can, no matter what role it is, I'm always going to be a coach, because Coach Tully's always going to depend on me to go and show a guy how to run this route or that route. I'm always going to be a coach. But I also want to be a productive player, no matter what role that may be.
Obviously, like you said, you're okay with the spectrum of whatever the team needs.
Yep.
So with that being said, what are your personal goals for 2015, and what are your expectations?
As a receiver, it's kind of hard to have personal goals, like, well, I want to score this amount of touchdowns, I want to catch this many passes, because you're a secondary player. It's all predicated upon what the offensive line mm-hmm. does and what the quarterback does. So my goal for each and every year is the same, is to maximize my ability and to get open on every time I'm out there, because that's what the quarterbacks see on the film. That's what the coaches see. That's the tape that goes out to every team around the National Football League. Are you winning when your number is called? And that's what I want. I can't control how many times I get it, but I want to make the best of every opportunity I have.
Well, that's a great perspective, and I appreciate you taking time. And I can tell just by our conversations in these past couple of weeks that you'll be a huge asset to these young kids and obviously to this team. So congratulations so far. Glad Chiefs training camp is going well and you're healthy and everything. I wish you the best of luck this season.